关牧的朋友弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
在天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
奇异的爱怎能如此
？Amazing love, how can it be?
我主我神竟为我死。
That our Lord and Savior died for us.
主，我们感谢你，不单止在十字架上边流出你的宝血拯救了我们。
Lord, we not only give thanks that you shed your precious blood on the cross to save us.
你更加没有将我们在世上撇下为孤儿。
But you have also not forsaken us as orphans.
你用你的话语教导我们走我们一生的道路。
And you are willing to use your word to teach us all our lives.
你更加愿意在这里面成为我们的力量。
And you are also our strength.
我们感谢早上，我们感谢你赐我们有一个聆听主你话语的机会。
And Lord, we give thanks that on this morning we have the opportunity to hear your word. And we ask that your precious blood cleanse each and every one of us. And may your precious blood particularly cleanse the speaker today. So that he can be a holy outlet for your word. And may the anointment and power of the Holy Spirit be with him.
你求主将智慧赐俾翻译嘅姊妹，让佢能够翻译主你嘅话语。
And may you give wisdom to the interpreter to translate your word.
你求你赐俾每一个听嘅都能够可以得着主你话语藏在心里。
And may each person who hears hide your word in their hearts.
我哋祷告、祈求、感谢，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。由于我哋唔系每一个人都熟悉约拿故事嘅背景，所以我好快嘅讲一讲。
And because every one of us, not every one of us, is familiar with the story of Jonah, we will quickly go over it.
约拿一个先知，先知嘅责任就系传讲神嘅信息。
Jonah was a prophet, and the responsibility of a prophet is to deliver the message from God.
喺故事嘅开始，因为尼尼微人犯恶，所以神差遣约拿去尼尼微传一个审判嘅信息。
At the beginning of the story, God sent Jonah to Nineveh to deliver a message of judgment.
尼尼微是亚述的首都，而亚述是以色列人的仇敌。
And Nineveh was the capital city of Assyria, and Assyria was the enemy of the nation of Israel.
所以约拿他不愿意去。
And so Jonah was not willing to go.
约拿要逃避神，他要往一个相反的方向去。
Jonah wanted to flee from God, and so he went in the opposite direction.
约拿上了一条去他士的船，于是神兴起狂风巨浪。
Jonah boarded a ship and went to Tarshish, but God sent a great wind and a violent storm.
每一个在船上面的都很害怕。
And each and every person on the ship was afraid.
他们求告自己的神没用。
They cried out to their own gods, but it was useless.
他们将船上的货物抛到海里面，让个船能够轻一点，但是没用。
They threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship, but it was useless.
他们竭力的爬，希望将那个船爬翻到岸，但是都是没用。
They did their best to row back to land, but it was useless.
于是他们祭签去看看谁是一个罪魁祸首。
So they cast lots to find out who was to blame.
于是约拿跟他们说，这个风浪是因为他的缘故。
And so Jonah told them that this storm and wind was because of him.
于是约拿同佢哋讲：如果你将我抛喺海里边嘅话，海就会平静。
So then Jonah told them that if they threw him into the sea would become calm.
于是佢哋真系将约拿抬起抛喺海里边，海就平静咗啦。
And indeed, when they picked him up and threw him into the sea, the sea calmed down.
之后就发生咗我哋啱啱所读嘅故事。
And then what follows is the scripture that we read.
我哋睇到约拿失败啦。
Here we can see that Jonah failed.
约拿失败喺啲咩嘅地方
？And where did Jonah fail？
约拿失败唔系话佢嘅愿望冇达成，佢要去他斯，但系去唔到。
Jonah's failure is not that his wish was not fulfilled, that he wanted to go to Tarshish but could not get there.
约拿失败都唔系佢好羞耻，佢以为冇人知道佢逃避神，结果被每个人发现。
Jonah's failure is not that he was ashamed because he thought that no one knew that he was fleeing from God, but in the end it was discovered by others. And Jonah's failure is not that he was to blame and he encumbered all the people on the ship. Jonah's failure was that he did not fulfill his duty.
神俾佢托付使命责任，就系传讲神嘅信息。
The entrustment, mission, and responsibility that God gave him was to deliver God's message.
但系因为约拿嘅违命，神嘅旨意、神嘅工作受到都拦咗。
But because of Jonah's disobedience, God's will and God's work were hindered.
当然，神可以用其他人去完成佢嘅旨意。
And certainly, God could use other people to complete His will.
但系对于先知约拿嚟讲，约拿失败啦，佢失职啦。
But for the prophet Jonah, Jonah did not fulfill his duty, and he had failed.
圣经里面记载咗好多失败嘅例子，我哋睇过亚伯拉罕。
In the Bible, there are other records of examples of failures. We have looked at the example of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕想有一个仔，但系等咗五年，等咗十年，佢都冇一个仔。
Abraham wanted a son, but he waited 5 years and 10 years, and still he did not have a son.
佢决定听佢妻子撒勒嘅建议，佢娶咗侍女夏甲，生咗以实玛利。
So he decided to listen to his wife Sarah and took Hagar, the maid who gave birth to Ishmael.
佢决定唔单止令神向佢沉默咗13年，而且佢嘅家庭里边带来咗好多嘅唔和睦。
His decision not only caused God to be silent to him for 13 years, but also caused disharmony in his family.
这个和睦最后令他儿子以实玛利被赶走。
And this disharmony eventually led to his son Ishmael being banished.
这件事圣经说叫亚伯拉罕忧愁。
The Bible says that this saddened Abraham.
我们看过大卫，他和别示巴犯了奸淫，杀了他的丈夫。
And we have seen from David who committed adultery with Bathsheba and killed her husband.
结果他死了四个仔。
And in the end, he lost 4 sons.
而且他一生里面留下一个这么羞辱的记录。
And in the record of his life, this was a humiliating thing.
我们看过彼得三次不认主。
And we have seen from Peter who denied knowing the Lord 3 times.
这件事情令到彼得好一段日子他走不出来。
And this event caused him to be so remorseful for a long period of time that he could not come out of it. And he even decided that he would return to be a fisherman. And our experiences of failure, there are even more. For example, when we know the will of God, but we do not do it. We know that we should have quiet time every day.
主亦都讲过不可少嘅只有一件。
The Lord said that there is only one thing that cannot be missed。
但我哋发觉我哋好多事情都做啦，但系却系少咗主话不可少嘅嗰一件。
And we may find that we do a lot of things, but the one essential thing is missing。
我哋知道我哋要见证神。
And we know that we should testify for God。
保罗都讲过，我哋要喺各处显扬乃因认识基督耶稣嘅香气。
And Paul says that we should manifest the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ everywhere we go.
在点上面我们更加常常失败。
And on this point, we also often fail.
在家里面我们的脾气、我们的耐性、我们讲说话的内容。
In our family, our temper, our patience, and the content of what we speak.
在工作的地方我们跟同事相处、我们讲说话的态度、我们的见证。
In our workplace, our interactions with co-workers, the way we speak, and our testimony.
In 公共场所，我哋买嘢，我哋揸车，我哋遇到一啲人、一啲嘅事，我哋嘅反应。
And in public places, when we are buying things, when we drive on the road, when we encounter people or situations, how we react.
我哋发觉我哋失败系经常。
And we may find that our failure is often.
我相信我哋失败经验唔单止呢一啲。
And I believe that our experiences of failure is not only limited to this.
当我们回想我们过去的时候，我们发觉我们犯了很多的错。
And when we reflect on our past, we find that we have many transgressions.
在家里面的，有些家外面的。
In our family and outside of our family.
夫妻之间，父母子女之间。
With our spouse or among parents and parents and children.
亲人之间，朋友之间。
Among relatives and among friends.
有些说话我们不应该讲，但是我们讲了。
There are some things that we should not say, but we have said it.
有些事我们不应该做，但是我们做了。
There are some things we should not do, but we have done it.
或者相反，有些该讲该做的，但是偏偏没讲没做。
Or on the other hand, there are some things that we should say or should do, but we did not say it or do it.
我们失败太多了。
And we have many failures.
圣经里面将一些属灵伟人的失败的过去记录下来。
The Bible records the failures of David so that we know that man will have may have many wrongdoings and failures.
告诉我们知道人会犯错，人会失败。
To tell us that that as humans we have failures.
但圣经都将佢点样从失败里边走出嚟嘅德性记录落嚟。
But the Bible also tells us how to come out of our failures and to overcome them.
我睇到亚伯拉系被称为信心之父。
Abraham was called the father of faith.
我睇到大卫成为一个每一个喺佢之后嚟嘅王嘅一个标准。
And David became the standard for every king of Judah after him.
当一个王做得好嘅时候，神就话佢哋行大卫所行嘅事。
When a king did well, God would praise them, saying that they did what David did.
当一个王做得唔好嘅时候，神就话佢哋冇好似大卫咁行神所喜悦嘅事。
And when a king did not do well, God would say that they did not know what pleases God like David did.
我睇到新约嘅彼得，即使唔信主嘅人都会见证彼得系一个跟过耶稣嘅人。
And in the New Testament, even unbelieving enemies would say that Peter was a man who followed Jesus.
换句话讲，人从彼得身上睇到基督。
And in other words, people could see Christ in Peter.
喺度我哋睇嘅约拿，主耶稣亲自嘅见证约拿成了神迹。
And from here, we can see that the Lord himself testified that Jonah was a miracle.
他失败成为他的见证，以致整个尼尼微人都悔改了。
And his failures became his testimony so that all of Nineveh repented.
我们和圣经里面的属灵人都是一些有同样性情的人，我们都会失败。
And we people have the same nature as those of the great spiritual men in the Bible. And we also have failures.
关键就是我们怎样去面对我们失败，我们怎样从我们失败里面能够走出来。
But the key point is how we face our failures and how we come out of them.
因为如果我们不懂得怎样去处理我们失败的时候，结果就是我们会一错再错。
Because if we do not know how to deal with our failures, the consequence is that we will continue in our failure.
就好像新约里面记载一个撒玛利亚妇人。
Like the Samaritan woman recorded in the New Testament.
她嫁给第一个男人，但是这个婚姻失败了。
She married the first man, but her marriage failed.
她嫁给第二个男人，但是这段婚姻又失败了。
So she married a second man, but her marriage also failed.
于是嫁给第三个、第四个、第五个，但是都失败。
So then she married a third, then a fourth, then a fifth man, but they also all failed.
她没有一开始的时候好好处理自己婚姻的失败，结果失败了五次。
And so she did not handle the failure of her first marriage, and therefore ended up failing five times.
到这个第六个，这个都不是她的丈夫。
And to the sixth time, but the man was not her husband.
这个叫做一错再错。
And this is repeating her mistake.
这个叫做重蹈覆辙。
And that is time and time again repeating her mistake.
所以我们要学会怎样去面对我们的失败。
Therefore, we must learn to face our failures.
那我们从约拿的经验去看怎样去面对失败，他怎样从他失败里面能够走出来。
And today we will learn from the experience of Jonah to see how he faced his mistake and how he was able to come out of his failure.
第一，转向神。
Firstly, to turn towards God.
第二，仰望神。
Secondly, to look upon God.
第三，安静。
Thirdly, to be quiet.
第四，许愿。
And fourthly, to vow.
我们先来看第一点。
Let us look at the first point.
约拿转向他的神。
Firstly, Jonah turned towards God.
在约拿书2章1节，约拿在鱼腹中祷告耶和华他的神。
In Jonah chapter 2 verse 1 it says, From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God.
要注意，不是约拿祷告耶和华神。
We must take note that it does not say that Jonah prayed to God.
是约拿祷告耶和华他的神。
But that he prayed to the Lord his God.
为什么人甚至乎基督徒会失败再失败？
Why do people and Christians fail time and time again?
因为神不是他的神。
It is because God is not their personal God.
人会参加崇拜，有侍奉，有奉献， 但是神不是他的神。
People can participate in service, serve and give offering, but God is not their God.
他们和神之间的关系非常的遥远。
The relationship with God is distant.
例如在教育里面的雅各,
For example, Jacob in the Old Testament.
他的祖父是信心之父亚伯拉罕, 他的父亲是以撒。
His grandfather was the father of faith, that is Abraham, and his own father was Isaac.
他是一个从小从敬虔的家庭里面长大的一个人。
And from when he was young, he grew up in a godly family.
他看过他们敬虔的生活。
And he had seen their godly lives.
他看过他们的献祭。
He had seen them give sacrifices.
他听过他们谈论过神。
And he had heard them speak of God.
雅各应该比任何一个人更加的认识神。
Jacob should have known God better than anyone else.
但事实上，他跟神之间的关系非常的陌生。
But realistically, his relationship with God was distant.
当他跟舅父拉班讲到神的时候，
And when he was talking about God to his uncle Laban,
他不是说我的神，
He didn't say, my God.
他是说我父亲以撒所敬畏的神， 就是亚伯拉罕的神。
He said, the God of my father, the God of Abraham.
今天对于你， 神是不是只是你父亲或者母亲的神呢？
Today for you, is God merely the God of your father or your mother?
是以勒家弟兄姊妹的神呢？
Or the God of brothers and sisters in Jireh Fellowship?
还是神是你的神呢？
Or is God your God?
如果神不是我的神的话， 难怪转向神是多么困难。
If God is not our God, then it is no wonder that turning to God is difficult.
也难怪我们从失败里面走不出来。
And it is no wonder that we can't get out of our failure.
从经文第一章我们看到，如果基督徒同神之间的关系是疏远，或者人认识神的时候，有两个情况出现。
From the first verse in this morning's scripture, we can see that if a Christian's relationship with God is distant, or if people do not know God, then there are two situations that can arise.
第一个情况就是约拿书一章十三节，那些人竭力荡桨，要把船弄岸。
The first situation is in Jonah chapter 1 verse 13. They did their best to row back to land.
人会用人的方法，最大的努力去解决问题。
People will use their own ways and put in their greatest efforts to solve the problem.
但人的方法，人的努力，最终都好像经文所讲，却是不能。
But the ways of man, the efforts of man, in the end, as it says in the scripture, but they could not.
特别如果这个问题是一个生命的问题。
Particularly if the problem is a problem of life.
例如我们刚刚提过有五段婚姻这个女人。
For example, the woman who had five marriages.
如果第一次婚姻失败，人可以说她不成熟，看错了人。
After the first marriage failed, people may say that she was immature and she saw wrongly in the person.
如果第二次婚姻失败，人可以说她刚好遇到一个不好的人。
The second time that her marriage failed, people may say that she had met a bad person.
但如果她五段婚姻都失败，甚至乎第六次。
But to have five failed marriages or even a sixth.
问题就不是在外面。
Then the problem is not from external.
问题是一个里面一个生命的问题。
The problem is internal, a problem of life.
这个女人想从这个世界里面找到出路，但是她找错了地方。
The woman was looking for a way out in the world, but she looked in the wrong place.
世界不能够解决到她里面一个生命的问题，结果就是一错再错。
The world cannot help her fix the problems in her life, so the result was that she made the mistake time and time again.
而第二个情况就是约拿书一章十二节那里讲。
And the second situation is in Jonah chapter 1 verse 12.
他就约拿对他们说， 你们将我抬起来，抛在海中，海就平静了。
Jonah said, pick me up and throw me into the sea, and it will become calm.
人会采用一种消极悲观的方法去处理他的失败。
People will have a negative or pessimistic approach to their failures.
约拿叫人将他抛在海里面，海就平静。
Jonah told the people to throw him into the sea, and the sea will become calm.
我们要思想一个问题。
Let us think on this question.
是不是神要约拿被抛在海里面的呢？
Did God want Jonah to be thrown into the sea?
是不是神要约拿伤害自己的呢？
Did God want Jonah to encounter harm?
因为圣经从来没有讲过约拿会游水。
Because the Bible does not say if Jonah could swim.
其实面对大风大浪的话，你会游水都是没用。
And in fact, in the face of strong winds and waves, it is useless whether or not he knew how to swim.
那约拿的方法是不是神的旨意呢？
And so it was Jonah's approach, the original will of God.
我们从圣经里面一章十七节来思考。
Let us reflect on chapter 1, verse 17.
喺英文呢個 NIV 翻譯1:17講到 ，But the Lord provided breakfast to swallow Jonah.
In the English NIV version, it says, "But God provided a great fish to swallow Jonah."
中文和合本聖經冇將呢個 but 但是翻出嚟。
In the Chinese translation, it did not have the word but.
所以1:17到開頭應該多加但是兩個字。
So at the beginning of verse 17, there should be a word but in the Chinese version.
所以如果我們將1:15同埋1:17個英文 NIV 嘅翻譯，我哋一齊讀出嚟嘅喎，我就走去讀出神起初嘅旨意。
So if we were to read verse 15 and verse 17, in the NIV translation, we can see God's original will.
神起初嘅旨意唔係要藥來用一種消極傷害自己嘅方法去解決問題。
God's original will was not for Jonah to use his negative and self-harming approach to solve the problem. Let us read chapter 1, verse 15 and chapter 1, verse 17 together.
1:15, 他们将约拿抬起，抛在海中，海的狂浪就平息了。1:17，但是耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿。
Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah.
我哋睇到約拿叫大家將佢拋海裡面，唔係神起初嘅旨意。
We can see that by Jonah telling others to throw him into the sea was not God's original will.
約拿面心裡面想嘅可能就好似佢喺4:3所講嘅，我死了比活著還好。
And Jonah's thought was perhaps what he said in chapter 4, verse 3, for it is better for me to die than to live.
約拿不想活下去，約拿想放棄自己。
Jonah did not want to live, he wanted to give up on himself.
所以約拿叫大家將他拋在海裡面，但是神的旨意不是這樣。
Therefore, Jonah told everyone to throw him into the sea, but this was not God's plan.
所以約拿安排了大魚，救了約拿。
So the Lord provided a great fish to save Jonah.
因为神在约拿身上一个最终的旨意，就是之后3:2所讲的，你起来去。
Because God's will for Jonah is in chapter 3 verse 2 in the Chinese translation, get up and go.
我看到神的旨意不是要人停留在他失败里面。
We can see that it is not God's will for people to remain in their failure.
不是为了自己的失败感到懊悔。
And to purely feel remorseful for their failures.
甚至乎放棄自己用一種消極悲觀的方法去解決問題。
Or even to give up on themselves with a pessimistic and negative approach.
另一個例子就是以利亞。在侍奉裡面他感到挫折，感到灰心失敗。
Another example is Elijah. In his ministry, he was frustrated and he felt discouraged and defeated.
他想放棄了，所以他在山洞裡面求死。
He wanted to give up, so he hid in a cave and begged to die.
神有没有让他放弃自己，跟着留在山洞里面？
Did God allow Elijah to give up on himself and stay in the cave?
No.
No.
神两次问以利亚同一个问题。
God asked Elijah the same question twice.
以利亚你在做什么？以利亚你在做什么？
God asked, What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here, Elijah?
跟住神同佢讲：你回去。
Then God said to him, "Go back the way you came."
我哋再睇新约嘅彼得，佢三次不认主之后，佢一直停留喺佢自己懊悔里边出唔到嚟。
And let us look at the example of Peter in the New Testament. After he denied knowing the Lord 3 times, he was in his own remorse and was unable to come out.
彼得都想放弃。
And Peter wanted to give up.
佢同一班弟兄讲：我哋打鱼去。
And he said to his group of brothers, I am going fishing.
主有没有让彼得继续放弃自己回去打鱼？
And did the Lord tell Peter to give up on himself and go back to fishing?
没
有。No.
主四次的挽回彼得。
The Lord restored Peter 4 times.
事实上主早在彼得失败之前已经讲过，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
And in fact, the Lord had spoken of this long before Peter had failed. The Lord had said, When you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
主对彼得的旨意是回头。
And the Lord's will for Peter is to turn back.
所以从约拿、从以利亚、从彼得，我哋睇到一个共通点。
From Jonah, Elijah, and Peter, we can see a common point.
我哋天然人遇到挫折、遇到失败，我哋总系想放弃。
Naturally, when we encounter setbacks and failures, we will always think of giving up.
但神嘅旨意系正面、系积极、系往前。
But God's will for us is positive. It is optimistic and it moves us forward.
神对约拿讲：你起来去。
God said to Jonah in the Chinese translation, "Get up and go."
神对以利亚讲：你回去。
God said to Elijah, "Go back."
神对彼得讲：你回头。
And God said to Peter, "Turn back."
所以今日如果我哋为到我哋嘅失败感到懊悔、灰心、想放弃，甚至乎沮丧到一个地步，好似约拿想跳海。
So today, if we feel remorseful for our failure, discouraged and want to give up, or even saddened to a point where Jonah, where like Jonah, we want to be thrown into the sea.
但是放弃却不是神的旨意。
But giving up is not God's will.
我提过约拿是一个高材生。
I previously mentioned that Jonah was a top student.
他没有停留在他自己失败或者感觉或者人对他的看法里面。
He did not dwell on his own failures, feelings, or what people thought of him.
约拿祷告耶和华他的神。
Jonah prayed to the Lord his God.
第二，约拿仰望神。
Secondly, Jonah looked towards God.
约拿书二章四节话：我说我从你眼前虽被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
In Jonah chapter 2 verse 4 it says, I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.
当我们失败的时候，我们都会落入两种的情况。
When we have failures, there are also two situations we fall into.
第一个境况是在里面。
The first situation is inward.
我们觉得我们跟神之间非常的疏远。
We feel that God is far away from us.
就好像约拿感受，我说我从你眼前虽被驱逐。
Just as how Jonah described how he felt. He said, I have been banished from your sight.
而第一个境况是在外面。
And the second situation is outwards.
我们要面对承担我们的失败。
That we have to face and bear the consequences of our failures.
那些失败不是那么严重。
Some failures are less serious.
例如我们今天没有灵修，我们可以明天继续再灵修。
For example, if today we did not have quiet time, tomorrow we can have quiet time.
但是有些是比较严重。
But some failures are more serious.
就好像这里的约拿，他要面对大水、波浪、洪涛。
For example, here Jonah had to face the big waves, the rough sea, and the breakers.
有些失败是跟着我们一生的。
Some failures follow us throughout our entire lives.
例如之前我提过一个有五段婚姻失败的一个女人。
For example, the woman who had five previous failed marriages.
一段失败的婚姻不单止影响夫妻两个人。
A failed marriage does not only affect the couple.
它可以影响他们上一代，他们的父母。
But it can also affect their previous generation, that is their parents.
它可以影响他们下一代，他们的儿女。
And it can also affect the next generation, that is their children.
那约拿怎么去面对他里面、外面的冲击呢？
So then how did Jonah deal with the attacks internally and externally?
从主观上，约拿觉得自己被神驱逐。
Subjectively, Jonah felt that he was being banished from God.
他跟神之间的关系不再像从前那样真实的那么亲近。
And his relationship with God was not as close as it used to be.
但客观上神从来没有离开到他。
But objectively, God never left him.
整个过程神一直都看着约拿。
Through the entire process, God had been watching over him.
在二章三节讲到大水环绕我，英文 INI 的翻译就是水浸到他喉咙。
In chapter 3, verse 2, the current swelled about me, which can be loosely translated that the water level was at his throat.
如果我们想一想，其实这个都是一个神迹。
And if we think about it, it is actually a miracle.
如果我们将一杯水倒到门，跟着从你的位置边走边跳走到门口。
For example, if we have a glass of water, then if you walked and jumped to the door,
我相信我们全杯水都已经走出来。
All the water would come out of the glass.
约拿在鱼里面三日三夜。
Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
而大鱼都是游上游落。
And the fish would swim up and down.
水都跟着走上走落。
And the water would also go up and down.
但呢個水只去到約拿嘅喉嚨，冇將佢浸死。呢個只有神至能夠做得到。
The water only reached his throat and it did not drown him, which only God can do.
所以整個過程裏邊，神就一路都係睇住約拿，神從來冇離開到佢。
Therefore, through the entire process, God was watching over him and God never left him.
所以雖然主觀上約拿覺得自己係被驅逐，神唔可以再好似像從前咁靠近幾咁親密。
Although subjectively Jonah felt that he had been banished from God and that God was not as close and intimate as it was before.
但約拿冇讓佢嘅感覺去控制自己。
But God did not allow his feelings to control him.
佢作出一個智慧嘅決定，佢決定仰望神。
And he made a wise decision, he chose to look to God.
喺章四節約拿話：我仍要仰望神的聖殿。
And in chapter 2, verse 4, Jonah said, Yet I will look again toward your holy temple.
这个就是当我们落入一个属灵的低谷，当我们觉得神很遥远，我们觉得忧闷烦躁的时候，我们应该做的。
And this is what we should do when we fall into a spiritual low point, when we feel that our God is far away, or we feel depressed and irritable.
2章7节，当约拿仰望神的时候，他想念到从前神对他的日子。
In verse 7, when Jonah looked to God, he remembered the days when God was with him.
四章八節，他想起從前神在他身上所施的恩惠，這些恩惠其他人得不到，但是他得到了。
And in verse 8, he remembered the grace that God had shown him in the past, that others did not attain, yet he did.
四章九節，他想起從前在神的聖殿裡面一同去敬拜讚美神。
And in chapter 2, verse 9, he remembered the worship and praise in the temple of God.
所以当约拿仰望、想念、想起神的时候，神再不是好像本来那么遥远。
And when John looked upon, reflected on, and thought about God, God no longer seemed as far away as he once thought he was.
而且他看到神的手。
And moreover, he saw the hand of God.
可怕的波浪洪涛虽然仍然在这里。
The fearsome waves and the large breakers were still there.
我们发觉二章三节的波浪洪涛变成了你的波浪洪涛。
But we can see that in chapter 2, verse 3, the waves were your waves and your breakers.
虽然神的波浪洪涛仍然很可怕，但是神的波浪洪涛是有限制、有范围的。
Although God's waves and breakers remain terrifying, but God's waves have limits and boundaries.
因为他们在神的手里面。
Because they are in God's hands.
在《天路历程》一本书里面记载了有一个人，他的名叫基督徒。
In the book, The Pilgrim's Progress, there is a man whose name is Christian.
当他走过去窄路的时候，他忽然间发觉前面有两只狮子。
When he was about to walk through a narrow path, he suddenly saw two lions ahead.
这些狮子在这里叫非常的可怕。
The lions were roaring and they appeared fearsome.
当他要逃走的时候，才发觉这个狮子原来是被绑了起来。
And when he wanted to flee, he realized that the lions had been tied down.
狮子根本完全碰不到他。
And the lions could not reach him.
这两只狮子就指到我们基督徒里面的试炼和试验。
And these two lines referred to the trials and tests in a Christian's life.
人生里面的试验和试炼在神的手里面，是受神控制，是有目的的。
The trials and tests of life are in the hands of God, and they are controlled by God, they have a purpose.
同样管教也是一样。
And in the same way, discipline is the same.
希伯来书十二章六节，主所爱的，他必管教。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, it says, The Lord disciplines those he loves.
是哪个在管教？
Who is it that disciplines?
是主。
It is the Lord.
所以当约拿将他失败打回到神的面前的时候，约拿是在神的手里面受管教。
And when Jonah brought his failures once again before God, Jonah in the hands of God was disciplined.
约拿需要做的就是仰望神。
What Jonah needed to do was look toward God.
当约拿仰望神的时候，他跟神之间的关系再不是本来那么遥远。
When Jonah looked toward God, the distance between him and God is no longer distant.
他面对的环境亦都不是本来那么可怕。
And the situation that he faced was no longer as terrifying.
第三，安静在神的手里面。
Thirdly, to be quiet in the hands of God.
当约拿看到神的波浪洪涛的时候，约拿安静地从神的手里面接过一些令他很不舒服的环境。
When Jonah saw the waves and breakers of God, Jonah remained still in God's hands and accepted the uncomfortable circumstance.
一路说二章五节, 诸水环绕我，几乎淹没我， 深渊围住我， 海水缠绕我的头。 二章六节, 我下到山根， 地的门将我永远关住。
And Jonah said in chapter 2, verse 5, the engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. And in chapter 2, verse 6, to the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever.
我们看到就是把处境记录下来。
We can see that Jonah wrote about the situation he was in.
但是我们看不到就是有半句怨言。
But we do not see a single complaint from Jonah.
就是安安静静地接受从神手里面的环境。
And Jonah quietly accepted the situation that God placed him in.
正如大卫在诗篇39章9节说， 因我所遭遇的事出于你，我就默然不语。
Just as David said in Psalm 39 verse 9, I was silent, I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this.
在大卫的一生里面，我们看到大卫常常是这样面对神在他手中的管教。
In David's entire life, we can see that this is how David accepted discipline from God.
在撒母耳记下第12章16节， 当大卫和别示巴犯了奸淫杀了人的丈夫的时候，
For example, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16, when David committed adultery with Bathsheba and killed her husband,
神说你的儿子必定死。
God said that his son would surely die.
大卫没有抱怨，他没有讨价还价，他安静地伏在神的手下面。
But David did not complain and he did not bargain.
于是他禁食，进入内室，终夜地躺在地上七日。
Instead, he quietly submitted to God's hand, and so he fasted, entered the inner room, and laid on the ground for 7 days.
我们又看到在撒母耳记下第16章9节， 当大卫要逃避他儿子亚沙龙的追杀的时候。
And in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 9, when David was fleeing from the pursuit of his son Absalom,
有一个人叫示妹，一直在路上咒骂幸灾乐祸。
There was a man named Shimei who continued to curse David.
大卫已经很累了。
David was already very tired.
被他自己所爱的儿子追杀，心里面都很伤心。
And his own flesh, his beloved son, was trying to kill him. He was saddened.
还多一个人在侧跟里面，一路在咒骂自己，一定大卫很烦。
And now there was a person who was next to him cursing him, and surely David was very distressed.
跟从大卫的勇士想杀了他。
The guards who were with David wanted to kill Shimei.
但大卫又安静地伏在神的手下边。
But David quietly submitted to the hands of God.
大卫说：由他咒诅吧，因为这是耶和华吩咐他的。
And David said to his guards, "Leave him alone, let him curse, for the Lord has told him to."
最后一节在撒母耳记下24章14节， 当大卫数点人数，神管教他的时候。
Then lastly, in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 14, when David was counting his men, God disciplined him and gave him 3 choices.
神给他3个选择。
And God gave him 3 choices.
3年饥荒。
3 years of famine.
3个月被人追杀。
3 months of fleeing from his enemies.
3日里面国中有瘟疫。
Or 3 days of plagues in his land.
同样大卫安静在神的手下边。
And in the same way, David was quiet in the hands of God.
大卫回应神说：我甚为难，我愿落在耶和华的手里面。 因为他有丰盛的怜悯。
David responded saying, I am in deep distress. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great.
我们看到在每一个处境里面，大卫安静伏在神的手里面，接受神给他的环境。
Here we can see that in each situation, David was quiet in the hands of God and accepted the situations that God had given him.
因为大卫说，因我所遭遇的事出于你， 我就默然不语。
Because David said that what he encountered is from him, so he remained quiet in the Lord.
相反，如果我们不服，觉得自怜同人比较，甚至乎抱怨的时候，
And on the other hand, if we do not submit, we are self-pitying and compare ourselves with others and complain.
我要发觉神更加的遥远，自己更加的痛苦。
We may find that God is more distant and we are in even greater suffering.
例如当约伯面对试炼的时候，一开始他说想赐给耶和华，收取给耶和华。
For example, as Job was facing trials, at the beginning he said, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away." Although Job was suffering, he was not in pain. Later, when his friends incited him, he started to pity himself, compare and complain. He not only felt that God was distant, but he could not find God. But his pain increased even more and more.
大衛說：因我所遭遇的事出於你，我就默然不語。
David said, "Because everything I encounter is from you, I will be quiet."
我們不單止因為我們的遭遇是出於神，我們就安靜，就默然不語。
We not only remain silent and quiet because everything we encounter is through God.
而且當我們安靜下來的時候，我們只可以好好的在神面前反思，我們只可以明白神要的是什麼。
But when we are quiet, then we can truly reflect before God and we can understand what it is that God truly wants.
我們都試過在購物中心那邊講電話。
For example, when we are on a phone call at the shopping center.
我們發覺我們很難聽到對方在電話裡面說什麼，因為環境很吵。
We may find it very difficult to hear what the other person is saying through the phone because the environment is too noisy.
但當我們回到車裡面，一個比較安靜的環境，我們就聽到了。
But when we return to our cars in a quiet environment, then we can hear.
神的波浪洪濤是有一個神性的目的的。
The waves and breakers of God have a holy purpose from God.
但如果我們不安靜下來的話，我們不會明白。
But if we are not quiet, then we will not understand.
當約拿安靜接受神給的環境的時候，他明白神要什麼。
When Jonah was quiet and accepted the situation that God had given to him, he could understand what God wanted.
於是來到我們最後一點。
And now to the final point.
第四，約拿有一個強烈遵行神旨意的心願。
Fourthly, Jonah had a strong desire to fulfill the will of God.
約拿書2:9說：我所許的願，我必償還，救恩出於耶和華。
In Jonah chapter 2 verse 9 it says, "What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord."
當約拿明白神要啲咩嘅時候，佢有一個強烈遵行神旨意嘅心願。
When Jonah understood what God wanted, he had a strong desire to fulfill God's will.
今日點解我哋會一直嘅失敗咧？
So today, why do we continue to fail?
因為第一，因為我哋喺裏邊缺乏咗呢強烈遵行神旨意嘅心願。
Firstly, because we lack a strong desire to fulfill God's will.
我哋有心願，但係我哋嘅心願唔夠強。
We may have a desire, but this desire is not strong enough.
約拿話：我所許的願，我必償還。
Jonah said, "What I have vowed, I will make good."
就好似撒該要看耶穌，撒該唔係留喺屋企裏邊嘅。Like
Zacchaeus, who wanted to see Jesus, Zacchaeus did not remain at home.
強嘅心願係有行動，佢放下一切工作去睇。A
strong desire is followed by action. For example, Zacchaeus put down all his work so that he could go and see.
強嘅心願係唔會輕易放棄。A
strong desire is not easily abandoned.
所以即使人多，佢自己身量矮，睇唔到耶穌，撒該就思考佢點樣能夠可以見到耶穌。Even
though there was a crowd and he was short and he could not see Jesus, Zacchaeus thought about what he could do so that he could see.
強嘅心願係願意付出代價嘅。A
strong desire is willing to pay the price.
撒該係一個有身份地位嘅人。Zacchaeus
is a person with status.
但係佢跑到前頭，爬上相樹，等耶穌經過。But
he ran ahead and climbed up a tree to wait for Jesus to pass by.
佢一個強嘅心願，一定有行動。A
strong desire will certainly have action.
所以我常常都提醒我仔，有心願好好，但係一定要有行動。
Therefore, I often remind my son, it is good to have desire, but it must also be followed by action.
心願沒有行動，這個心願只是一個夢想。A
desire without action, this desire is merely a dream.
有一個英文的成語叫做 build castle in the air.
There is an English phrase, building castle in the air.
堡壘很偉大，但在天空上面的堡壘，再大再美，仍然是不可以實現。
A castle is great, but a castle in the air, no matter how great or beautiful it is not reality, it is an unrealistic dream.
這只是一個不切實際的夢想。
It is an unrealistic dream.
約拿的心願不是一個空的夢想，他的心願是真的，是強的。
Jonah's desire was not an empty dream. His desire was real and was strong.
他說, 我所許的願, 我必償還。
He said, what I have vowed, I will make good.
強的心願是神要從約拿身上聽到的。
A strong desire is what God wanted to hear from Jonah.
所以神吩咐大魚將約拿吐出來。
So then God instructed the fish to vomit Jonah out.
第二,我們失敗的原因是因為我們用錯了方法。
Secondly, the reason we fail is because we use the wrong ways.
約拿說,我所許的願,我必償還,救恩出於耶和華。
Jonah said, what I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord.
救恩是出於耶和華。
Salvation comes from the Lord.
救恩得勝力量是出於神。 是從神來的。
Salvation and the strength to overcome comes from God.
保羅早說過, 立志為善受得過, 只是行出來由不得過。
Paul has said, I have the desire to do what is good, but cannot carry it out.
如果我們繼續用自己的努力, 天然的力量, 我們是用錯了方法。
If we continue to use our own efforts and the natural strength of man, we have used the wrong ways.
因為救恩出於耶和華。
Because salvation comes from the Lord.
在這裡,不單止告訴我們,一個得勝源頭是來自神。
Here, Jonah not only tells us that the source of victory comes from God.
在這裡,也告訴我們,一個得勝的次序。
But here, Jonah tells us that in victory, there is a sequence.
第一步,我所許的願,我必償還。 我們先要有一個強的心願。
Firstly, our vows we must make good. We must first have a strong desire.
第二步,救恩出於耶和華,我們要倚靠神的力量。
The second step, salvation comes from the Lord, we must rely on God for strength.
這些力量在新生命裡面,當我們信主重新得救的時候,神已經給了我們。
And this strength comes from our new life. When we believe in the Lord, we are reborn and receive salvation, God has given it to us.
新生命成長,這個力量也跟著你成長。
As this new life grows, this strength also grows with it.
不過我們也需要懂得怎樣去用。
But we must understand how to use it.
因為我們天然人都習慣了用我們天然的力量。
Because our natural human self is accustomed to rely on its own strength.
我們習慣了靠自己。
And we are accustomed to rely on our own strength.
所以保羅責備加拉太的信徒說, 你們既靠聖靈入門, 如今還靠肉身成全嗎? 你們是這樣的無知嗎?
So Paul rebuked the believers in Galatia. Are you so foolish after beginning with the Spirit? Are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?
所以如果我們真的有一個強的生命在裡面的時候, 當一些試探試驗來的時候, 我們發覺聖靈會提醒的。
If we have a strong desire, when we face trials or challenges, the Holy Spirit reminds us.
而在那一刻,我們聽從聖靈,信從聖靈,倚靠聖靈的時候,我們發覺我們被帶過去了。And
at that moment, if we listen to the Holy Spirit, if we obey it and rely on it, we will find that we can pass through it.
所以為什麼我們會一直失敗呢?
So therefore, why we continue to fail?
第一,因為我們缺乏了一個強的心願。
Firstly, because we lack a strong desire.
第二,因為我們用錯了方法。
Secondly, because we have used the wrong ways.
約拿失職了,他失敗了,他想放棄自己。
Jonah did not fulfill his duty, he failed. He wanted to give up on himself.
但神用一條大魚救了他。
But God used a great fish to save him.
因為人放棄自己不是神的旨意。
Because for a man to give up on themselves is not God's will.
約拿沒有讓神失望。 他沒有讓自己停留在一種失敗懊悔的裡面。
Jonah did not disappoint God. He did not allow himself to remain in his failure and remorse.
他轉向神,仰望神,安靜伏在神的手裡面。
But he turned towards God, looked upon God, and quietly rested in God's hand.
而且他向神重申一個強的心願。
And once again, he had a strong desire.
他向神禱告說,我所許的願,我必償還。
He prayed towards God that what he vowed, he will make good on.
神愛約拿,神給約拿再一次的機會。
And God loved Jonah, he gave Jonah another opportunity.
在3章1節,神的話二次臨到約拿說,你起來,往尼尼米這城去,向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的話。
In chapter 3, verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I gave you.
2 weeks前, 我從《The Age》嘅報章裏面讀到一個真人真事嘅故事。
2 months ago, I was reading through the Age newspaper and I read a true story.
文章裏面係講到一個從監獄出嚟嘅囚犯，佢點樣樣去揾工作。
The article was about a previous inmate who was released from prison and how he was looking for work.
呢個人好年輕，大概20多歲。
This man was roughly 20 years old.
但因為販毒，被監禁咗2年半。
But because of drugs, he was sentenced to 2.5 years imprisonment.
他身邊的囚犯跟他說，即使他們之後出獄的話，他們仍然都是沒有前途。
The others in prison told him that even after you are released from prison, you will still have no future.
因為沒有人會願意去聘用他們這樣的人。
Because no one would want to hire them.
事實上，統計都顯示，出監獄的人，44%在2年之內又會回到監獄。
And realistically, statistics show that 44% of prisoners go back to prison within 2 years of being released.
他有兩個選擇。
And so this man had two choices.
他可以選擇放棄自己。
He could choose to give up on himself.
但他可以選擇重新做人。
Or he could choose to change his life.
因為他女朋友鼓勵他立志的重新做人。
And with the encouragement from his girlfriend, he was determined to be a new person.
他許願要成為一個他女朋友deserve的人。
He vowed to be a person that his girlfriend deserved.
他說這是他人生裡面第一次的許願。
He said that in his life that this was his first vow.
於是他在監獄裡面非常的積極，非常的努力。
And so during his time in prison, he was very zealous and he worked hard.
離開監獄之後，他去一間公司去見工。
And so when he was released from prison, he went to a company to interview for a job.
他很坦白地去告訴一個去招聘的人跟他說。
He told the recruiter very frankly, I understand that you wouldn't want to hire someone with my background. But if you give me a chance, I will try my best and you will not regret it.
I am more than willing to give you a go.
This recruiter did not hesitate and told him immediately, I am more than willing to give you a go.
这个曾经失败过、犯过法、坐过监、被社会嫌弃、被人认为是没有前途的人。
This person who had failed before, he had violated the law, was incarcerated and rejected by society, a person who was thought to have no future.
因为这个爱的激励，他起了一个强的心愿，他最后从他失败里面走出来。
But because he was compelled by love, he had a strong desire, and in the end, he was able to come out of his failure.
今天他已經和女朋友結婚，有孩子，還有家庭。
And today, he has now married his girlfriend, he has children and a family.
他也開了公司去幫助一些和他從前一陣曾經犯過法、失敗過的人。
And he has now created a company to help those who are like him, who had previously failed and had been incarcerated.
今日神比地上任何一個人更加願意俾我哋一次嘅機會。
And today, God is more willing than any person on this earth to give us more opportunities.
但正如喺新約裏面嗰個寡婦同埋不義官嘅比喻，主慨嘆嘅話：然而人子來嘅時候，遇見世上有信德麼？
For example, the parable of the widow and the unjust judge in the New Testament. The Lord said, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And today, God is willing to give us this opportunity. Do we have this strong desire?
從今日信息，有哪個先知，不過他失敗。
So to conclude today's message, that Jonah was a prophet who had failures.
他原本想放棄自己，但係神用一條大魚救咗佢。
He originally wanted to give up on himself, but God saved him through a great fish.
神幫助佢，以致佢從失敗裏邊走出嚟。
And God helped him so that he could come out from his mistakes.
而且佢唔單止走出嚟，佢嘅失敗成為一個見證，成為一個 sign， 改變咗尼尼微人。
And not only come out, but his failings became his testimony, to be a sign to change all the people in Nineveh.
今日或者我哋都喺失敗嘅裏邊。
And today we may also be in some failure.
因為失敗可能係夫妻相處。
This failure may be interaction with our spouse.
可能係兒女教育。
Perhaps it is in teaching our children.
或者生活上的習慣。
Or perhaps it is in our habits in our daily lives.
或者我們生命上一些光景。
Or perhaps the current situation of our spiritual lives.
不管是什麼東西,我們是有出路。
But no matter what it is, we have a way out.
因為神不單是約拿的神，神亦都是你和我個人的神。
Because God is not only the God of Jonah, but He is also our God.
我們一起唱回應詩歌,當轉眼仰望耶穌。
Let us sing the responding hymn, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you. That you are a God who is willing to give us opportunities. And Lord, you have given many opportunities to many people. You have given opportunity to Jonah. And you have given opportunity to Elijah.
你赐给大卫,
and you have given opportunity to David.
你赐给彼得,
and to Peter.
你今天都愿意赐给我们,
and you are also willing to give us opportunity.
主啊,我们真感谢你,你愿意真将机会再赐给我们。
Lord, we give thanks that you once again give us the opportunity.
主啊,求你将一个强的心愿放在我们里面。
And may you give us a strong desire.
让我们都懂得我们怎样在每一个环境里面懂得去倚靠你。
So that in each and every situation, we know to turn to you.
正如诗人讲到,我要向山举目,我的帮助从何而来?
As the psalmist said, I lift my eyes to the mountain, where does my help come from?
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Our help comes from the Lord Almighty.
主，我哋帮助从你而嚟。
And our help comes from you.
我哋力量从你而嚟。
And our strength comes from you.
我哋嘅盼望从你而嚟。
And our hope comes from you.
主啊，求你带领我哋走我哋未来前面嘅日子。
And Lord, may you lead us in the days ahead of our lives.
我哋每人喺个人嘅失败里边，求你帮我带我哋，将我哋带出嚟。
And in each of our own failures, may you bring us out.
我哋祷告祈求，感谢奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。会众请坐。
Please be seated.